Chapter 6. The Ghost.
Mum's right,
Margaret thought.
I'm imagining things again.
Margaret went upstairs to get dressed. The black cat was on her bed.
How did you get into my room?
Thought Margaret.
Is there a window open in the house?
She put the cat outside her room and closed the door. Margaret went to wash her face. Surprised, she saw a very small wet piece of soap in the soap dish.
Someone used my soap again,
Margaret thought.
I'm not imagining things.
Then Margaret saw soap marks on the mirror. The marks made four words. This is my soap. Margaret was frightened.
Strange things are happening in this house,
she thought.
Maybe there's a ghost, but I won't tell anybody. They won't believe me.
She sat down at her desk and started to write in her diary.
Wednesday, 3rd of July. Dear Diary, we came to live in our new house 2 days ago. Sam loves it here, but I'm not very happy. The house is okay, and I like my room, but I miss our old house and my friends. I'm going to start school here in September, and I'm very nervous. I won't know anybody. I met a girl yesterday. She lives across the street, and her name is Jenny. She's very nice, and she likes basketball. A black cat sometimes visits us. I think it likes me. It follows me everywhere. It probably hasn't got anywhere to live. Mum doesn't like cats, so I can't keep it. There's a ghost in the house, and it likes jasmine. I found jasmine soap in the cupboard. I smelled jasmine on my sheets, and Sam found a garland of jasmine flowers in the treehouse. I saw a girl's face in the mirror, and it wasn't mine. The girl was about my age, and her face was thin and sad. Maybe it was the ghost. Maybe the ghost is using my soap.
Margaret heard a voice outside. She put her pen on the desk and looked out of the window. An old woman was in the garden next door.
Maybe she knows something about the ghost,
thought Margaret. She closed her diary, went downstairs, and left the house. The cat followed her.